Yes, indeed. We are back. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain, and I got a special guest host with me today. I call him my brother. You can call him Mikey. Thank you for being here with me, brother.
Glad to be here. Glad to be here.
I know. It's like showtime now. I feel like I'm Magic, you're Kareem, and we're just play back and forth this whole time.
Pass it to me so I can skyhook.
Like, do it. Do it. All right. Cool. But this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if I did not give thanks to a very loving father that has been overlooked us all and continues to bless us all and continues to pour his grace into our lives. And I want to start by thanking him with a prayer. Dear Lord, thank you so much for being here in our lives, for loving us so we can know how to love one another. Thank you for guiding us, for challenging us, for giving us the passion that you've given us, including the sacrifices, so we can get to where we need. We love you so much, Lord, and we ask that you continue to guard us and guide us and act in our lives. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Ooh, now we're ready. Now
all right.
We're ready. So we have Miss Shelby Anthony with Movement Mortgage here in studio with us. And it's always a pleasure. So, I mean, I feel like I need to just set you up a cot here because you like almost live in this place nowadays. You're such
and
a
you
regular.
You know what? I am ready and rare. Let's make it happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just wondering when your radio show is going to start and what we're going to call it. But I'm excited for it. We'll see.
We'll figure it out together,
yeah,
man.
We'll definitely figure it out. Absolutely. So I guess let's just start it off with just right off the bat for those handful of listening audience that, you know, don't know who Shelby Anthony is, don't know what Movement Mortgage is, don't know what you do. Fill them in.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name's Shelby, and I have coined myself Tucson's local little loan officer. So I'm 4'10" and that half matters. Okay, don't take
yeah,
that away
absolutely.
From me.
No, we would never. And when you wear shoes, you're 4'11".
There we go. I'll take it. Whatever I can get, man. But so I work with a company called Movement Mortgage, and we pride ourselves on, you know, closing files quick and clean, but also doing them with a ton of values behind us, all about culture, all about loving and valuing people, giving back to the community in various different ways, whether it's building churches and building schools and just pouring into lesser neighborhoods that need the assistance and the guidance and, you know, helping pregnant teens and single moms and all kinds of fantastic organizations that we don't have the time to dig into today. Mm-hmm. But I'm just super blessed to have the opportunity to work with families to help structure their mortgages to set them up for a positive financial future. I have a background in personal finance, and so I've seen the good, the bad, the ugly of what people's financial situations look like. And one of the common themes across the board that I've seen is people with poorly structured mortgage loans or people with loans that are taking half their income. And that's what we call house poor, if you've ever heard that term, where you are spending far too much money on your housing and leaving nothing left for the rest of the essentials in your life. And it makes your budget difficult.
Mikey? It does.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I guess, I mean, another thing that kind of me and Mikey have been talking about lately, both being combat veterans, I just recently, by the grace of God, and it feels like dumb luck, used my VA loan. And, you know, for the longest time, one, I didn't think I qualified for it. And even if I did have the certificate of occupant or the
eligibility,
certificate of eligibility, I didn't think that I had my credit score was where it needed to be. I didn't think I had enough money. Blah, blah, blah. You know, all these things I didn't think I had. So what are the requirements for actually using that VA loan?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, you got to be a veteran or spouse of a veteran. You know, you could be a surviving spouse of a veteran. And so with that, we have the ability to pull that certificate of eligibility. And what that tells us is how much you have available to utilize so that the veterans protect the loans for you guys. And so you could have a funding fee or you could not have a funding fee depending on if you're disabled or not. Now, if you have any amount of disability, typically you qualify to not have to pay any sort of funding fee. And there's lenders out there that charge zero lenders costs as well, which would be origination fees. You know, there's a lot of different lenders fees that can get tied up into that. But I happen to work for an awesome company that loves and supports our veterans. And so we don't charge any lenders fees too, which can be upwards of a couple $1,000 that's saving you. And with the typical VA loan, you have the ability to put zero money down. Mm-hmm. So no down payment, no lenders fees. You're already winning there, right? So, and then if you don't have a funding fee either, then you've just got your typical closing costs, which would be your prepaids, you know, your escrows, your title, things like that, right? And your insurance is. But so what it takes to qualify, you know, we can, it, with veterans loans, we can typically go with a credit score as low as a 580. And then if you don't have a down payment, you know, a lot of times you also have sellers that are willing to negotiate and cover even closing costs for you guys. So you can get in for almost nothing out of pocket. So those are some of the huge blessings about our VA loans. And so the process is super easy, very streamlined, where, you know, you fill out a mortgage application, we collect some documentation from you guys, and then we figure out how to structure a loan that works for you. And so, you know, we obviously want to make sure you're in a situation that's not taking 50% of your of your income to pay for your payment, right? Which we see far too often in this economy, where incomes are down but housing prices are up. And so I take a big picture approach and make sure we structure a loan that works best for you. So qualification wise, we got to look at what your income is, and we got to look at what your credit is. And then we're going to look at your assets to see if you can cover closing costs and make sure that you can afford this home comfortably for the foreseeable future, right? Because we're looking into a long-term debt that we're taking on. So it could be a 15-year, it could be a 20-year, it could be a 30-year commitment. So when we're doing our underwriting things that we look at, we want to make sure that you're going to be able to comfortably afford this home and that it fits what your lifestyle looks like moving forward.
Got it.
Question. Of course, me and my brother John are both combat vets. As you can see his hat, there's no rap and there's no cap in his rap. He's all about helping veterans. And myself as well. How many, I guess, homeless veterans, or how many veterans have you guys been able to help within the past couple of years?
Oh, I don't know the, I feel like I should know the number off the top of my head. I don't have that answer for you, but veterans are one of the biggest parts of the business that we do, because we are a no-cost lender and we are USO partners. You know, a lot of times the Veterans Administration will point people towards our organization because we have the ability to do loans in such a way to get them the best cost monthly, the best price out of pocket moving into the loans there that we have the ability to structure them really, really well. So most of our referrals do tend to be on the VA side of things. Now, sometimes conventional might work out better. It just depends on the situation. It is case by case scenario, but I wish I had a solid answer to tell you.
No, I think it definitely you covered it pretty well. And particularly, like, so in that same vein of Mikey's question is, like, what are some of the, like, kind of like the unknowns around the VA loan that veterans should be more familiar with?
Well, the fact that you can use it more than once. So that's a big deal. The fact that surviving spouses can utilize that benefit as well. So even if you purchase a home with a VA, you can sell that home and restore all of your eligibility and then move into your next home purchase and use the VA loan again. Or if you buy a house and then you refinance that house down the road into a conventional loan, then you have the ability to then have your eligibility fully restored and utilize another no-cost VA loan down the road as well. So a lot of great benefits there. You also don't have to pay mortgage insurance, which is a huge part of, you know, your mortgage costs on a month-to-month basis, where if you put less than 20% down on a conventional loan, you're going to have to pay a monthly mortgage insurance, which protects the lenders. It doesn't really do much for the buyers, right? Because you're just having to protect the loan from going into default. So that's what mortgage insurance is for. Now that's a benefit to veterans as well, where they do not have to pay mortgage insurance. So it saves them even more money on their month-to-month cost.
Nice, right? You're just a well of knowledge. I love it. You bring it every single time. That's Shelby Anthony with Movement Mortgage here. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with my little brother Mikey, probably the coolest guy on the planet, and we'll be back right after this break. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. I hope you got your potty in, grabbed your popcorn, because we got a good show for you. Indeed, this is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with the one and only Mikey, also known as Plug Not the Rapper, Orange Crush Magazine and Orange Crush Festival. Google it, you'll be in the know. But we also have Miss Shelby Anthony with Movement Mortgage in here. And she, if you are looking for information in regards to finance or lending in the mortgage industry, and you just want to sit around and have her lecture you for about 20 minutes because she knows everything in the world, this is the woman you need to talk to.
We'll save that for a coffee date.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's just like, it's always a blessing having you in the studio, just because, you know, I just kind of point you in a direction and you just like teach us up on all these things that, like, even though I've gone through the process of getting a VA loan, you still teach me so many things. Like, oh yeah, I get that too, huh? Cool. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I appreciate it. So I guess, and we touched a lot on the VA loans before we went to break, but let's talk about some of the requirements about some of the other traditional loans that are out there.
Yeah. So you've got your typical conventional loans. You can do an FHA loan. You can go VA. There's USDA loans out there. There's a whole bunch of different types, and these are all going to be hyphenated or shortened or all the different letters. So I don't need you guys to memorize those, but we're going to figure out loans that work best for your situation based on what you have available to you, what your credit looks like, how we can structure it to save you the most money month to month and the most money, you know, in a down payment potentially as well. So it depends on what your goals are first and foremost. Mm-hmm. But you can do a conventional loan if you're a first-time home buyer for as little as 3% down. If you're a subsequent home buyer on conventional, typically it's 5% down minimum. If you don't want to pay mortgage insurance like we just talked about before the break, you would want to do a 20% down. Now, that's going to be your cheapest bet across the board, is to do conventional 20% down, because you're going to get into a loan that's really looking good for you on a month-to-month basis without that mortgage insurance premium. Mm-hmm. You know, without any of the added fees and anything like that. But then, so as far as credit score goes, if we're looking to go conventional, we typically want to have 620 or better. Mm. The higher your credit score, the better your rate's going to be on the interest side of things. So you can kind of look at it as like rungs on the ladder. Every 20 points you move up is almost like moving up another rung on the ladder. So we aim to be 680 or above. You know, once you get into the mid sevens, we typically say the average homeowner is buying a house at a 740 credit score. Mm. So if you see advertised rates anywhere, it's typically based on about a 740 credit score. So you can kind of feel that out with your situation. If you have a lower credit score in the six, you're probably going to have a higher rate than that, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But then, so that's conventional.
Well, you keep saying the R word.
The rates. I said the R word.
You said it. So what does the, you know, those recent rate hike, which, I mean, it seems like kind of over the past 2-3 months, or, you know, 6 months, we heard it was coming. Past 2-3 months, it's really starting to hit in. You know, what does that look like for people that are looking to refinance or even get into a home for the first time?
Yeah, well, it's very different than it was 6 months ago. I'll be honest about that. Rates are not what we want them to be at. And nobody's super excited about rates in the sixes, but you've probably all, you know, read the newspaper or wherever you read your newspaper. Nobody gets a paper newspaper anymore. You're looking on Facebook, you see federal rate hikes again, and we're aligned to raise the federal rate again by, you know, 0.75 point or another full point. Mm-hmm. So we could see rates hike even more in the near future. And so that's not great. But what the good news is that there are options to kind of avoid or circumvent some of those higher interest rates that we're seeing. And that could be permanent rate buy downs. That could be in the form of a temporary rate buy down where you lower your interest rate by 2 full percentage points for the first year, 1 full percentage point for the second year, and then we can refinance before you even hit the third year. Because what most professionals are predicting, now, I don't have a crystal ball, so nobody can accurately predict what's going to happen in the coming future, but what the experts project is that rates should be coming back down around the spring or the early summer of next year.
That's good to hear.
So the good news is, if you do a temporary rate buy down for those 2 years, and refinance, you'll never actually experience those higher interest rates. So, you know, there's a lot of different options to circumvent that, but yeah, that touch point right now is the interest rates, because it's pricing a lot of people out of the market. You know, with that also comes hike in rental prices. So you got people here where Tucson's incomes aren't necessarily rising along with the rising home values. Now, house values are starting to stabilize now, because we've got that typical supply and demand, which is part of what the federal interest rate hikes aims to do. You know, we're trying to circumvent the inflation. So to do that, we hike the interest rates up. It slows the demand of the buyers, which allows for more housing to be out there. So there's more options. There's more houses on the market. Houses are sitting longer. Sellers are being a little bit more negotiable, which means housing prices look a little bit lower. So all of that plays into, you know, the consumer price index and the cost of goods and this inflation stuff. So, you know, not to get into politics or anything like that, but it's all tied together. And so, you know, the phrase that gets thrown around quite a bit right now in the mortgage industry is marry the home, date the rate. So what that means is if you fall in love with the property and you can afford the payment the way it is right now, go ahead and get into that property. And then as soon as rates come back down, we can refinance. And there's lenders that can do no cost refinances. There's, you know, opportunities where we can get lenders credits in there to lower the cost of doing a refinance, or you can roll the closing costs into the loan on that end. And so there's a lot of ways that we can circumvent those rates. If you can be a little uncomfortable for a little bit of time, the rates are going to come back down. That's not a question. We all know that it's going to come back around. These are just traditional shifts that happen in the market. We've got a rise in inflation, and we're going to see it come back down eventually, too. It just might take a little bit of time.
Are there any benefits as far as rates with the D word, disability? So people, combat veterans, people with disabilities, et cetera, are there any benefits or write-offs or reasons for that you can help those people?
So like we had mentioned before, with your veterans, the rates are actually typically better on a VA loan, meaning they're a little bit better than if you had an FHA or a conventional loan. So we can see a little bit of a decrease. Now, that's not going to be a huge jump, but it is, you know, every dollar counts when we're looking at someone's financial situation. And, you know, if you have a disability, again, that goes back to the funding fee, where typically on a first-time home buyer, you're going to be paying 2.3%. So that's a big cost on a funding fee if you don't have a disability.
Yeah.
Okay, but if you do have a disability, then that funding fee gets waived, saving you sometimes $10,000, sometimes more, depending on the actual loan amount. So yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of, you know, ways that we can help the disabled individuals as well in structuring a loan to fit their needs.
That's awesome. And how can our listening audience get a hold of you if they want to take advantage of your amazing services?
Yeah, absolutely. So by email is always great, shelby.anthony@movement.com. My phone number is 520-314-2227. And I'll repeat that for you again, 520-314-2227. And please hop on Instagram and follow me on Instagram. I'm starting to get into the TikToks and the reels, and you guys can make fun of me. It's fine. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm
You're
trying to be
great.
A good millennial.
They're my favorite thing to watch. I think I've seen probably every single one of your reels. Because,
oh, well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I haven't seen anybody turn mortgage lending into kind of a fun little bit, but
it's
you've done
it
successfully.
What you got to do to stand out on the market right now, guys. But yeah, follow me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is local_little_loan_officer, and then on Facebook, of course, Shelby Movement is my name there. So find me on any of those platforms. I'll respond to you on any of them, and I really look forward to getting to know this community more. It's super exciting to be a part of the Tucson community, where I get to be a local lender and be a part of all the great things that are happening here.
Yeah, well, thank you for coming on the show, Shelby.
Thank you for having me on again. What a blessing. Thanks, guys.
This is Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with D. Mikey, Plug Not the Rapper. We will be back right after the break. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain, here with my little big brother, Mikey. Yesterday, I tried to beat him in basketball, but he reminded me the difference between a 40-year-old and a 30-year-old, and there's a distinct difference.
I didn't remind you. I reminded your knees and ankles.
Yeah, absolutely. And my hips and my shoulders. So, yes, you're very good. Even though you got to admit, just like I do, afterwards, we were both knocked out. So we both put in work yesterday.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. We needed that.
Yeah, we definitely did. So, yeah, so we're all here. But we also have joining us in studio, we minus a Shelby Anthony with Movement Mortgage, and we added Christine Voss, like the boss, volunteer coordinator at Gap Ministries, and Mr. Brian, who is a volunteer in the Grand Poobah at Gap Ministries. Is that title correct?
Close enough.
Yes, thank you. So, Christine, if you will, we'll start with you. Explain to us, you know, for those who don't know, which surprisingly enough, more people than not don't know what Gap Ministries is. Explain to them what it is.
Well, so Gap started as a
foster care ministry back 22 plus years ago. With our founders, they had beds in their home, they had food in their cupboards, and wanted to be able to help kids who needed it. And so they opened up their home, expanded from there to where we had several foster care group homes around Tucson. And our mission statement is that we're standing in the gap to bring help to children, healing to families, hope to the community. But we're looking beyond the idea of just having a foster care ministry to what can we do to stop the foster care need from even being there. And so that goes beyond just helping kids. It goes into helping the whole person and the holistic look at people who are struggling in poverty and struggling in making poor choices, coming out of incarceration, not being able to get into jobs, or just the things that cause people to get into the need to have foster care in the first place. We're trying to address those things. And so GAP has expanded to be something bigger than I think a lot of people really think it is. I think a lot of people know different segments, but don't know that there are more segments than they're realizing.
What does GAP stand for?
It doesn't stand for anything. It's just standing in the gap, that we are standing in the gap for people in need.
So it does stand for something.
But it's not an acronym is what I meant. So.
Yeah, for sure. Well, to explain, I mean, you're talking about how there's the many different parts of GAP. Break down some of those parts for us real quick.
Okay, so we have our community warehouse, which is where Brian works in and volunteers. The community warehouse is, we get in shipments of donations from places like Walmart, Costco, big, large retailers who donate stuff that they cannot use anymore to GAP. It's specifically earmarked for our foster care group homes initially. And so we take out what is needed to care for the 60 to 80 kids that we might have in care at any given time. And then from there, there's just always a lot of leftover stuff. And so we wanted to be able to use that stuff to help people in the community. So that's where the community warehouse came about, where people can come in and if they have certain types of, like, access insurance or veterans, people who are foster care families themselves that are taking on foster kids. There are different ways that people can get connected to us to come into the community warehouse.
Also, you can be a nonprofit partner. I know that's something that we're connected with you guys with.
There's several different ways. Senior citizens, people in the military, all that. So they're able to come in and get some of the items that we have available, household items, personal items, food, and be able to take care of the needs that they have that help them to keep them from going into the poverty side of things, where they would maybe not be able to care for their children anymore.
And then you also have the kitchen.
We have the kitchen that takes care of providing meals and snacks for kids in low-income schools every day. They're making thousands of meals a week for kids and for people who are in shut-ins. It's an exciting place to be a part of the kitchen, to listen to Chef John talk about it. And they're doing a lot of good for a lot of kids. And so that's another area that we're touching kids, but also touching families by helping. And then from there, we also have our job or our career training programs where people are coming in to learn a skill that can help them to further their career in life. So we have a culinary school that works with the kitchen. We have we just started a warehouse training school, and we are in the works of having several different other opportunities open up to us that are exciting, and we're really happy about the opportunity to help people to further their lives, to make a difference in what's happening in their lives, what's happening in their community, the people that they are able to affect because of that, of being able to take these steps to better themselves.
If someone wanted to donate locally to you guys, where would they go?
They can go. We have for used items, we have a thrift store called Treasures and More, which helps support our Miracle Center, which is also part of the career training program, and it is helping the aftercare of people who are going through the career training. So kind of taking on follow-up care for people who are going through that, making sure that they're still doing all right after they graduate out of their classes and stuff. And so the Treasures and More is located at Pima and Craycroft. They accept donations of gently used furniture and clothing and, you know, basic thrift store kind of things.
And I asked Brian before we go to break, what someone who does volunteer to the warehouse, like, what can they expect? What is that process like?
As I was telling Christy earlier, it is a unique experience. I have worked in nonprofits in several states, and this place is one of a kind because you have a camaraderie, a synergy you don't find anywhere else. Mm. You have a uniqueness in that people come in and they're allowed to shop. They're not just given a box or a bag with preloaded items. Mm-hmm. So when someone comes in, if there is a need, we get a lot of people coming in hysterical, crying. We'll sit them down. What do you need? We're going to help you. You need a baby bassinet. Mm-hmm. You need shampoo. Whatever it is, we're going to help you.
Yeah,
it's not just drive through and here's this and goodbye. Mm-hmm. So that's the highest level we have. And then things trickle down from there. We have distribution Tuesdays, things like that.
Yeah.
But everybody pitches in.
We'll definitely talk about all that and more. I want you to go into all the stuff the warehouse does when we get back from the break. That's Christine Voss, like a boss, the volunteer coordinator with GAP, and Brian, the volunteer with GAP Ministries. This is Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll be back right after this break. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We are known for highlighting the good in our community, and I don't think there's really too much better good to highlight in our community than the work coming out of GAP Ministries. So it's always an honor and a pleasure to have you guys on. I've had, you know, Greg Ayers on the show. I've had Jason Ayers, Tan Kennedy, like you said, with Matt Clower, with Chef John. Like, you just...
We have some quality people.
Some great just powerhouses.
We do.
Like everybody, like, for those that are listening that kind of like aren't familiar with who are the stakeholders in our community and who are like the movers and shakers, I just listed probably about at least four or five right there.
You did.
It's just so amazing that, you know, you guys are all working together just to help people. Like, the thing that Greg said when... Pastor Greg, rather, said when I had him on the show was that a quote from Exodus where Moses was walking through the desert for years, having these people follow him, thousands of people, and he was just so confused. And he turned to God and he's like, God, give me something, help me something, tell me something. I need something to help these people. Like, they're questioning me. I don't know what to do. Like, we've been walking for a long time. Like, give me something. And God told him to look in his hands. He said, what is in your hands? And, you know, and at the time, it's, you know, for Moses, it was the rod. And he was, you know, and he was telling to Moses, hey, with this rod, you are able to, you know, cast plagues in my name, get water out of a stone in my name, part the seas in my name. So, so regularly Greg asks himself, you know, over this time in making GAP, you know, what's in my hands? You know, and he had, you know, these, in this houses, they're already helping foster children, they're already doing this stuff, and he was able to kind of constantly go and look in his hands and say, okay, how can we do more? How can we better serve people? And that's the thing I love about GAP Ministries is, like, even I think the 2 years since GAP has been, you know, a sponsor on our show and we've been working with you guys have created 3 or 4 programs in that time, whether it's, you know, the warehouse training program, you guys were doing the mechanic training program for a long time. There's just so much that's happening. So I'll turn it back to Brian and I guess, you know, fill us in on, okay, you know, exactly, you know, what's happening in the warehouse. And, you know, if, let's just say I'm John Q. Public, I want to volunteer with you guys. What does that look like?
All right. So again, I use the word unique because I've never seen this anywhere. And Matt has a philosophy. My first time there, I said, I want to volunteer. He said, all right, just show up. I said, that's it. He said, yeah, too many places make you jump through hoops. Show up. If you show up, I know you're serious. Mm-hmm. I started showing up, and I think it was my second time there, and he said, you're articulate. I said, okay, what does that mean? So I made him laugh. I said, I have a master's degree in English, blah, blah, blah. He said, you want to work in the office? I said, sure, here's a grant. Go write the grant. Mm-hmm. I said, I need information. He goes, everything's on the internet. I said, okay, fine. So I did that. We got that in. And then as I meet other people, I see we have volunteers from the Caribbean, Eastern Europe, Mexico, 10 or 15 states. He's very welcoming. Mm-hmm. Come in, and if you have a specialty and you can do something, one lady does nothing but stock and price things. Someone else is doing checkout. Someone else is doing severe customer service and just really. And so you have, again, this seamlessness, this synergy, and the volunteers are not the backbone. They're everything. They're the structure, the integrity of the whole place. So yeah. You just want to volunteer? Come in. Just come in, and people call all the time. We have some people who want to do community service for whatever reason, courts, what have you. Come in. And Markel at the front desk will log you in, and there's a record, and there you go.
And I guess, you know, another thing that, you know, I was interested in knowing is, like, what are some of, outside of kind of what you've described, you know, a veteran can come in there and be a customer. You know, what are the other, some of the ways that you guys, GAP is looking out for elders and veterans and trying to square them away?
We have things people think are rumors. People will call me in the office or come in. You have bicycles? Yes, we have bicycles. Mm. Sure. If we have them, you can have one. Sure. Mm. You have a couch? Let's go take a look. So it's almost like a off-menu special. Mm. Hey, what do you have today? Someone asked me, do we have TVs? I said, once in a great while, so I can't help you there, but they needed an armchair. We have an armchair. So if you ask for something, we can usually help you out.
Nice.
Today, for the first time, a couple of Orthodox Jews walked in. I'm Jewish. I saw the yarmulke.
Is this a joke? I know this joke.
This is not. No. I wouldn't. No. But they're wearing yarmulkes. I wear a yarmulke. And I said, what are you looking for? He goes, what's kosher? I said, you know what's kosher. We have the vegetables, the fruits, everything else. We have no protein, no chicken or fish. Don't worry about that. And they were happy. They were happy. So you're gearing it. Muslims come in. Buddhists come in. You know who's who, because someone's going to ask you, is this whatever it is, you know? And you gear your customer service toward them. Respect, courtesy, consideration. They want something. You're going to see if you have it.
Yeah, and you mentioned on it a little bit before we went to break, but I rudely cut you off. Tuesdays, I know something special happens there. And for me, actually, it was being part of it. I haven't been part of it since you've been there. It's been a while. I'm a bad boy. But every Tuesday, being part of that, it was one of the most special things I've ever seen in my life.
It's Distribution Day. Distribution Day is when the organizations come, the churches, food banks, food pantries, soup kitchens, homeless shelters will come, including Salvation Army, including large places, small places. The tribes come, and everyone gets a pallet. All the pallets are the same, but here is half a ton of food, and there you go. And if we can do something special for you, wonderful. I don't know about the SPLASH program as much as I should, but those folks come, and we help them out. You've heard about nationally there's a shortage of baby formula. We have baby formula, and people can take one, and they're large, so we have things to fill needs. But Tuesdays, it's for organizations, and so we try to really get out 20, 30, 40 pallets if we can. And Matt Clower wants to expand that as much as we can, so we make phone calls. Hey, can you refer someone? Can you recommend us here? And come.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
You guys,
I thought you were there. I'm so sorry.
You guys seem like a pretty strong unit. I guess my question is, how many people is your outreach able to reach on a consistent basis?
Matt says 600 a month. So you figure 150 a week. The other day we did 143, and it was rough because we didn't have a lot of stuff. Donations have fallen off a little bit. Our electronics area is closed now because we have nothing, literally. But people come in for food, perishable food. So if we can do 120 a day minimum, that's a good thing. But he's trying to aim for that 600 to 700 a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
And just to think, I mean, even that Tuesday giveaway. I don't know how many people that serve. I imagine hundreds, maybe thousands, because just to kind of paint a picture in the minds of our listeners, like, we'll have be the 10, 15 volunteers there that show up 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. I can't remember even how early. And we set up these, 20, 30 pallets that are matching, wrap them up if needed. And then we bring them over to these bays where you'll see like 20 or 30 trucks with trailers lined up, and they'll each just park in a bay, and then you see us kind of like in the army, Mikey, when we're like, you just lining up sandbags, and you kind of got the assembly line of people, and you're knocking it out, and it's just such Brian saying, just like this synergy, this community, like just working together, getting stuff done. And then just like after you're done, you just sit back and you look and you reflect, like, man, we just did God's work right now. We just did. I mean, it's its own type of ministry. So
it's
being
exciting
able to plug into that,
because it allows us to extend our reach beyond what we could possibly do at the Gap campus itself. We are able to put it out even further into the community and help assist other organizations to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. How about a round of applause for the volunteers and the great people here doing God's work?
Yes, absolutely. We're so thankful for them.
And John, you mentioned, you see all the trucks lined up. We have one client who comes in, I guess it's about a 20-year-old Volvo. Mm. And we load her the best we can, and we tell her, watch your springs, watch your turning and everything. Mm-hmm. But when you see someone like that coming and really pushing themselves, it only helps us to understand, hey, the need is out there, and we're going to push ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I've ever heard anyone complain. Yeah, it's hot. Yeah, you're getting sweaty. Yeah, it's raining. But it is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's nothing special for us. You do the work. But when someone comes in an old car, there's one gentleman, God bless him, he comes in a dilapidated truck with an even worse trailer, and he hits the bay every time. And we say, but he's always smiling, and we load him up. And no matter what, he's always, hey, how you doing? And no depression, no anxiety. Hey, we're going to feed people today. Mm. It's a great feeling.
Right. Yeah, that's amazing.
Right. Great feeling.
And I guess before I jump out of here, Christy Voss, like a boss, tell us how people can get a hold of Gap Ministries, how people can plug in, the phone numbers, the email, the websites, all that fun stuff.
So you can call me. I'm the volunteer coordinator. So I if you want to volunteer, you can call me. 520-392-8282 is the number. Or go on our website, volunteer.gapmin.com, takes you directly to the volunteer page and has the applications available for both groups and for individuals to volunteer with us. That's the initial way to get plugged in with us. It helps us to kind of spread out people where we are needing assistance the most.
Tell us the phone number one more time.
It's 520-392-8282.
And the website's GapMin, GapMin.
Yes, volunteer.gapmin.com is the specific volunteer, but GapMin, GapMin.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Christy, Brian. I appreciate having you on the show.
Yes, it was a pleasure.
Yeah,
thank
absolutely.
You.
Thank you very much.
And thank you all out there for listening. This is Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. If you haven't been to veteranrescuemission.org, please check it out. Not only will you find awesome information about the radio show, but you'll hear about all the amazing stuff that we're doing to connect veterans to benefits, whether it's housing them, helping them get disability. If you are a veteran out there that's looking for assistance and just looking for a battle buddy that can help you navigate through stuff, right here waiting. So give me a call, 520-329-9192, or go to veteranrescuemission.org for more information. God bless. Catch you next time.